Everyone, and welcome to the KBB From the Tap podcast. I am executive editor Chelsea Butler, and today I have with me Nikki Watson, who is founder of the Design Quad, an interior design, staging, and construction firm serving clients in Dallas and Atlanta. She is also a member of the advisory board for High Point's Vacation Design Rental Summit that took place in April. So with her extensive expertise in vacation rental design, Nikki offers a unique perspective on how property owners can maximize exposure and profits in this thriving industry, which is what we're going to talk about today. So welcome, Nikki, and thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to talk about this topic. I learned so much during the summit, so I'm just telling everybody about it, as many people as I can about it. It's an awesome industry.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing. I've heard, I mean, that's kind of like the buzzwords right now. So, well, why don't you tell us a little bit about your firm and how you became an expert in vacation rental design?
Okay, so we are based out of Dallas. We are primarily staging and flooring company. And I learned about this industry a little bit on accident. So there was a couple guys coming from, I think they were coming from Denver, just young tech guys that were doing arbitrage. So basically they were renting apartments and subleasing them out to do Airbnb. And they came to Dallas, they were leaving San Antonio, and they said, "Hey, would you set up 100 apartments for me?" And I was like, 100? I've never done this before. This is crazy. So we ended up doing about 60 of them. We didn't do the full 100. I think that they couldn't get the rest of the contracts that they thought they would get. But 60 was a lot. So we would designate every Tuesday to do Airbnb day. And we would set up about four or five each week. And we did it for a couple months. So it was a great eye-opening experience into the hospitality world, because I really didn't think about what goes into those properties. And it just kind of opened my world up to this. And then we started doing kind of some cabins up in Oklahoma, in Broken Bow. It's about 4 hours away from us. So we would do like the big, nice new construction cabins. And so it just kind of went from there. We've done Airstreams, and it's just grown from just these little apartments into houses and cabins and luxury rentals.
So yeah, in your opinion, why has this market gained so much in popularity over the last few years?
I think people are traveling in larger groups. So I think that the hotel industry, yes, you can rent several hotel rooms, but it's better, I think, traveling as a group if you're all together in one place. And I think that's what really got popular. I know during COVID, it just kind of spiked up because people wanted to be in the same place with the people that they trusted, of course. But I think that it's just grown into something that we didn't expect it to be when it first came out. So when we first heard of renting out other people's houses, you're like, I don't want to stay at somebody else's house. But now it's kind of like with Uber, you didn't want to ride into somebody else's car. But it's just a thing that happens now. And where this is just where the way the world has gone. And it's just growing as a just a large industry. People are wanting to go destination, they want to go to theme. So there's just so many avenues that this industry has changed the way that we travel.
All right. So what advice do you have for designers wanting to break into this market?
I think that we should definitely be talking to investors, people that are buying rentals already, and people that are buying rentals and investors that are trying to make a return on their investment. This is a very appealing market to them because it's a big money maker. People are traveling, especially in destination areas like lake areas, anything around some water people want to go to. So I think that it's just a great investment opportunity, and they need to be speaking to somebody that is looking for, or even realtors that market to investors. So those are the people that they should be kind of connecting with. I think that designers, if they're interested in this industry, they should be surrounding themselves with the people that they can make clients, turn into clients.
All right, so let's pivot over to talking about some of the innovative design trends that are shaping the vacation rental market. We did an article on this in the magazine not too long ago, and it was kind of interesting to hear some of the differences. When you're designing your own, you're designing a property or renovating a property for someone who lives there full time versus something that's going to see a renter and all that kind of stuff. So, our magazine typically speaks to kitchens and baths, but we also cover, sister spaces like dining areas, laundry rooms, outdoor spaces, all that stuff. So anything you have to talk about in terms of design trends for this market would be great to hear.
I think that one big difference that I'm seeing a lot of people do, especially in vacation rentals, versus what they would do in their residential homes, is open shelving. So in the kitchen, we think about open shelves to live. It looks great, it's cute, it's beautiful, but when you're living there, you kind of feel robbed of space, of storage space. So I've heard people say, "Oh, I don't really want open shelves. I want a real cabinet because I need more storage." But in the vacation rental space, it's easier to find all your dishes. So when you're coming in, you don't want to dig around to find everything. So it's so much easier and more convenient. So I think that is going to be a widespread trend. I think that, people are doing it now, but I think you'll see more open shelves in the kitchen area just because it's easier in vacation rentals. And that will probably go away in residential, and it will get more popular in vacation rental design. Other areas we're seeing people do just some fun stuff. I've seen lots of recreational rooms, pickleball courts. The sky's the limit really in vacation rentals because you can just get so creative, and you want to make sure that you're putting something local into the design. I have a lot of people that would hire local artisans, and they will get local artwork done or something like that that will make you feel like you are a part of the area. So the design is really intentional when it comes to vacation rentals because you want people to have an experience. So it's just a different feel than regular residential design.
And so when you're talking about the storage needs, if you assume someone is staying or, people are staying at the property for, I don't know, a long weekend to 10 days or something like that, they still don't need as much storage as a kitchen that you live in because you only need as much as you need for those days. So,
Your pantry doesn't have to be huge. Those are
right.
things you can kind of skip on. Yeah.
And then in terms of, quality of appliances, or do you necessarily have to go with like the highest quality or the professional? Is it better to go with things that are a little easier to figure out?
Yes, I think probably middle of the road. People don't want to see, especially in a luxury, they want to see a little bit better, but they don't have to see the top of the line. It doesn't have to be the best. But at least if it's gas or something that they can, they feel like, oh, they're having an experience, and it's a luxury feel, then it's okay. But you don't have to go top of the line. I don't think so.
Yeah, I
Now,
mean,
for booking, you'll want the best of the best.
I go stay in the North Georgia mountains with my friends every year, and we typically stay in a different place each time. The thing, those are the things that we have trouble with sometimes, where it's like, okay, it is the gas range, so are we operating it the exact same way as we would do it at home? Sometimes it's not easy to figure out the air conditioner, the some of
No.
these Nest thermostats and things like that. So I guess it's just a really good idea to have instructions all over the
Yes.
place just to kind of figure out how to use some of these
As
things.
many instructions as possible. I tell people all the time, you have to have some sort of booklet because people will say, "Well, how do you work the coffee maker?" or "How does this thing work?" So, and if they don't have it at home, they're not going to know how to make these things work. So you definitely need some instructions on everything, Wi-Fi, all of the essentials.
And again, I guess it depends on how large the rental home is. If you would decide that you needed more than one dishwasher or, wall ovens and the range and that kind of stuff.
Right. We did one that sleeps 22 people, and it had the main kitchen and a summer kitchen. So they had a lot of appliances in this house, and they just went all out on everything. So we try to make sure if they're doing that, we need to make sure everybody knows, okay, this is available to you. You can use, all of the areas and not just this one. So sometimes people get confused and they think, oh, well, this is off limits. So just let them know that you can use everything.
Okay, so what are some of your strategies for optimizing space and amenities to appeal to guests?
Usually we try to make sure that there's a lot really good flow, but there's a lot of sitting areas. So living rooms are our main focus when it comes to making sure there's enough space or there's enough sitting places for if there's 22 beds in the house, there's got to be a lot of seating. So dining areas, we make sure there's enough chairs for each bed. So each bed person has a seat to sit down in. So just making sure that number matches, because if there's not enough room, then they're not going to have a good experience. And you don't want a bad review because there's not enough seats for everybody to sit down. Those are kind of things. Because so we talked to the owners about it, say, hey, if there's 22 beds, we need an extra long table. We're going to have to make sure that everything is matching the statute of the house. Like we have to make sure that it makes sense. So in the design, we make sure we address that up front.
And then what about materials? Because I think, again, some of these might have to be a little bit like maintenance free and more durable than options you might choose for your own home.
Yes, very durable. So, and especially if there's water around. So we like to use performance fabrics or performance leathers. So performance or, some sort of leather, performance fabrics or performance leather, because it needs to be easily cleaned, and you don't want it to get stale or musty when there's water around, because they're just going to come in and flop down on the couch or flop down on the seat. So you want to make sure that something durable and that it's water resistant. So we try to make sure that we're using fabrics that make sense in each space. So if it's by a lake or you have a swimming pool, we want to make sure that everything is durable enough and will withstand the wear and tear that the people are going to give it, because they're going to be in and out. So they may jump in the pool, come back in the house, flop on the couch, and you just don't want the fabric to get stale or start smelling.
And then, in terms of bathrooms, if it's a bigger place, I mean, I know that if you have a number of bathrooms, you're gonna have probably limited space for all of them to have a tub, like a separate tub and shower. So are a lot of those combinations?
Yes, so we've done a lot of wet rooms, shower rooms, with the tub inside, and it's usually in the main bedrooms, but we do a lot of walk-in showers. A lot of them just don't have a tub in every bathroom, and walk-in showers are fine. I think since it's not such a long stay, if somebody wants to take an actual bath, go to the main room, but we do like walk-in showers in most of the bathrooms.
All right, so you already talked about artwork and the open shelving. What are some of your other tips for creating memorable guest experience through thoughtful design?
Just think really. I had a friend of mine, she's doing a vacation rental down in hill country here in Texas, and I just thought this was the smartest thing. So making sure that they're having an experience. They built a pickleball court, but in the area, there is a retired pickleball champion. So he is an older guy. I didn't even know this existed. And they hired him to do lessons as a part of the stay. So doing something memorable like that, I think, just makes a world of difference. So the people are going to remember it. They're going to think, oh my God, I had such a great time. There's a pickleball court, but it came with an instructor. So making sure that there are things that people will just never forget about their stay. I think there's people that do bathrobes and slippers and that those luxury things, but I think experiences last longer and people remember that kind of stuff.
So this is a place, I guess, where like hospitality design would kind of come into play in the
Yes.
residential sector.
Definitely. Yes. And that's just so different. You don't think about it, especially in residential design. You don't think about the hospitality side, but you are basically a hotel when you're doing these vacation rentals. So you have to think about everything down to chocolates on the pillow. If you're going on a cruise, you'll get towels rolled up. So you think about that kind of stuff. So it's all a part of the hospitality world when you're doing vacation rental design. So you have to think about what was the best vacation I've ever had, and I want to include all that stuff into my vacation rental.
Okay, so what are some of your insights into maximizing property exposure and profitability through strategic design choices?
Oh, photography. Photography is number one. We've done lots and lots of projects, and this is something that I'm talking about on the experience side, because I wish I'd have done this different. We have done lots of projects up in the Oklahoma Broken Bow area, and we didn't get really good pictures because the homeowners, they're ready to get it on the market and those kind of, and we didn't get our own pictures. They have pictures for vacation rental, but they don't really have design pictures. But making sure that you're hiring a great photographer, that's going to be, you want to stop the scroll. You don't want people to go by your listing. You want them to stop and say, oh my God, I got to stay there. So photography, number one. We always recommend people have their own website, so their website to their property that they can do direct booking. Just because there's lots of sites out there's lots of people out there, but you want to drive some traffic to yourself, because then you keep the fees away, and that's just another way of getting your property out there. So we say get great photography and create your own property website.
All right, great advice. And so I'm going to wrap it up with you talking a little bit about some solutions to some common design challenges in the vacation rental design industry, whether that's project timing, space layout, property age, anything that you have to give us will be great.
So this is one thing that we've done lots of time, another experience thing. If you are designing a property and somewhere that you do not live, make triple sure that you have everything before you leave. We are, like I said, we're 4 hours away from some of our projects. And if we leave something, there's nowhere to go. Like there's only maybe a Walmart 30 minutes away. So there's nowhere to pick nothing up. You can't get furniture. You can't get anything delivered. So making sure that you are making sure you have everything before you leave. If you are also designing offsite, and a really good tip would be to get a receiver, or even if it's a storage unit, and have the storage unit manager be your receiver, so they can get deliveries there, and that way you have everything there before you arrive. So we've had that before, where we had to get a storage unit. That's basically our delivery address, and we have the manager talk to the manager, give them a key, and have them let our drivers in, and they can receive everything there. So we don't have to get a U-Haul and drive it all the way to the project that we're doing. So making sure that you have those kind of things in place will help you a lot, because we have had those problems. I had heard a lady, a designer at the summit, say she did a vacation rental, and it was in the middle of the winter, and in Canada, and their Chesterfield leather couch was frozen.
Oh
Because
no.
they would have got it received, and they didn't have temperature control. So they've had it in the storage unit, and when the house was done, they went to go take it out, and it was completely frozen, and they didn't know that it could freeze. So thinking about things like that, temperature control, having everything that you need before you leave, and just making sure that you are really prepared for the install day.
All right, great. Well, thank you so much for talking to us about this. Like I said, I've heard all sorts of buzzing around about this, so I know that our listeners will be excited to hear more about this. So thanks, Nikki, so much.
Thank you. Yes, it's a great industry. I'm so excited to be a part of it, and I'm looking forward to seeing where it goes from here.
Be sure to subscribe to KBB's YouTube channel and click the like button on our videos. You can also subscribe to KBB's From the Tap podcast on such apps as Apple, Spotify, Pandora, and Google Podcasts. And please feel free to leave a review.